Hi, my name is Ravon Dion and CEO of the Results Now Group. And this is Self-Made Mind, the podcast for those who want to leave their mark on the world, create a legacy, and create massive results by using and harnessing the power of your mind. Together, we are awesome. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Self-Made Mind. And I am Ravon Dion and I am your host. And this is the podcast for those who want to leave their mark on the world, create a legacy, and create massive results by using and harnessing the power of your mind. So I'm so happy to be here today, episode number 6. So let's go ahead and dive right in. I want to talk to you today about something that I think is very powerful and probably perhaps one of the most important things one can do in your life. Now, we're all about, again, you know, making that mark on the world and creating a legacy and creating some massive results, right? By using and harnessing the power of your mind. But, you know, one of the keys to doing that is through this thing called the power of visualization. So I kind of wrote something, I created something for you to kind of get the power of visualization. So let me just read a quote that I created for you today. With arrow in hand, he drew back his bow, and with intensity and focus, he split the arrow in two, calling upon the visions he had created many times before. Now that's the power of visualization. So you have to be intentional with your thoughts and also to be intentional with your visualization. So visualization is kind of like, let's just say, your navigation system that guides you to what it is you want right now. So as soon as you start to visualize, it penetrates, you know, what I call the other realm, giving you a glimpse of the possibilities that awaits you. And it is there that you will find the map to your journey ahead. But it all starts with visualization. And a man is what he thinketh, or woman for that matter. A man or woman is what he or she thinketh. So if he or she thinketh, then there he or she shall go, for the destiny is set. So you can see, without visualization, it becomes a little difficult to attain what you want. But, you know, why is that? Well, I believe because you have to know what it is you want to attain with certainty and clarity. Now, clarity is a little questionable there, because through action comes clarity. But no target is set without it. So just imagine taking a road trip and having no destination, goal, or target. So you would wander around aimlessly, getting to the land of nowhere in the blink of an eye. And now apply that same concept to life. So if you're wondering why things are not quite working out in your life, if things have gone awry, or you are feeling lost or stuck or tired or constrained, One of the sure ways that you can begin to move yourself beyond that is to start to visualize what's beyond that. Those things and those places where you would want to go next. So I really strongly suggest that you take on and start visualizing what you want. Any time that you have time to do it. Because remember, those visualizations are thoughts. Those thoughts are things, and these are the things that are feeding the subconscious mind. And remember, no two energies can create the same space. So you can't be happy and sad at the same time. You know, it just won't exist at the same time. So the more you flood your minds with your thoughts and your visualizations, and then having that followed up with your actions, that's when your life will start to really shift. So anything that you can ever imagine is possible. Anything and everything is possible. So wherever your mind can think of it, if you can think it, you can achieve it. So what is going to be the quality of your visualization? Remember, we talked about in this podcast that you try to incorporate as many senses as possible, because the subconscious mind doesn't really get or know what's real and what's not. So we want to be intentional, but we also want to raise the vibration. We want to raise the quality of your visualization. So I want you to ask yourself, now, are you going to be a type of a person that visualize that's going to be a first-class visualization kind of person or a coach-class kind of visualization? Now, that both may get you to the same destination, but it's going to look profoundly different. So there are levels to everything. You want a quality life? Then use quality visualization. So to inspire you to research, I want you to research some things, because the mind can be limited to only what we know or what we have been exposed to. So one of the things I really want you to have fun with is to go out and start to research and look at the things that people actually have in this world. I mean, the greater things, the finer things. And I'm not necessarily talking about money. But money is good. We can all start there. Go out and research a millionaire, a billionaire, and go and see how she or he lives. What are some things that are the outward manifestation or the thoughts that he or she has, right? What are so those type of things? So I want you to research, what does a billionaire wear? You know, what is that like? So when you begin to visualize, what does that look like? What does a $50,000 watch look like? How do you think that may feel, or just a simple $300 shirt, or a $10,000 suit, or a really great expensive car, or the best type of food? What is the best relationship? What's the quality? What's the richness of a relationship? Something that's really juicy, something that's really great, something that's really authentic. What does deep love really feels like? Like, what does that feel like? Begin to research, begin to see how the world is. What does a 7-star hotel look like? right? What does Wagyu steak taste like? Or if you're vegetarians, what are some of the finest vegetables? How about the finest wines or the finest chocolates or the finest jewelry? Or what is it like to visualize to make a huge impact on this world? I mean, we're talking about something that can save millions or invent something that could inspire millions. How about leaving a legacy that way? Creating something that after we're all gone and the dust have blown over, that we still exist in that way, that we left something behind that's going to make a real difference. So begin to research. Read articles on philanthropic efforts by the likes of, say, the Gates Foundation or Oprah or Joel Osteen or whoever your favorite persons are, and just see what is it that they're doing. What are you going to visualize? Because once you know better, you can visualize better and raise the level of your visualization. But how do we do that? So what are some steps to visualization? So we have all visualized as a child. So this is the very best way to begin to visualize things. I want you to think back, and I know some of us have to think back a little further than others, and that's fine. But can you remember as a child how wild and free and fulfilling the things that you would visualize and imagine? Remember how real it was. Like everything else disappeared, and it was only you and the experience of the things that you were imagining, visualizing, and doing. So we have to all visualize or imagine what our lives would be like, or what we imagine when we would, let's say when you grew up, or simply imagine what we wanted for our birthday or holidays. You know, that time it was very simple, but then it got very, very freeing when we began to think about, you know, how we used to play different games and create different characters and all of these things. So the concept of visualizations are not new to you. It's what happened is that you or we did those kinds of things very freely, and then life happened. And after life happened, then we begin to minimize the visualization because we don't think that we can have that. But when you were a child, you were totally going to have that. And a lot of times we did. But it all started with that thought, that visualization. So we tend to forget how to visualize. So what I'm going to do now is just kind of talk about some things. About, you know, how to visualize, or give you some tips, at least some things that have worked for me. But the only requirement that I have of you is to think big with a first class visualization mindset. Think big with a first class visualization mindset. That's the only requirement. So visualization is a very meditative kind of thing. So number one, find a quiet place. Now, if you listen to this podcast and you're driving, please don't close your eyes at this point. But when you have a chance, I want you to find a quiet place, a place that's yours, somewhere where you feel safe and secure, somewhere where you know you won't be disturbed. Put on some relaxing music with headphones, right? You can use the music that we've provided for you here. And if you want more of this type of music, just reach out and let me know. And, you know, we can see about getting an entire library of music to you, some type of CD that you can download. But I want you to find some relaxing music and get under some headphones. Breathe deeply until your mind is clear and that you're settled. So one of the techniques I use is to take my thumb and my index finger and slide it under my chin, on, say, until I reach my throat, and I feel my heartbeat. I know it sounds kind of strange, but it actually works. I take my thumb and my index finger, and I slide it slowly under my throat, and from there, I can actually feel my heartbeat. And that connects me to myself, if that makes sense. And then what I intentionally do is I intentionally slow down my heart rate. Okay? And you can only do that, like, do that when if just breathing in and relaxing music doesn't work for you. You can actually go under your chin to your throat and feel your heartbeat and begin to concentrate on the heartbeat and slow down your heart rate. A number two thing you can do is focus on the first thing you want to be in possession of for no less than 17 seconds. Okay? And there's a technique called forking that you can kind of look up that'll help you along with that. And you want to be as detailed as possible. So the more detailed you are, the better. The subconscious mind does not know the difference. Remember, first class visualization. Okay? So number three, while you are visualizing, make or have a state change as if you're already in possession of it. So again, this is real. This is not like, you know, playtime, pretend. It's like you have what it is that you are visualizing right now. If that's going to be the relationship of your dreams, or that could be you looking, you know, that you've lost 50 pounds, or whatever that's going to be. It could be that mansion that you are looking to have one day. Visualize everything, the pool, the marble, the chandeliers. It could be that you are doing some philanthropic work in Africa. Really make that real for yourself and have and see everything, including all of your senses. So here is where you want to use, you know, you can use some affirmations as well. Affirmations are very powerful as well. And if you want to visualize, again, living in that new house, think of everything, even down to the hedges. What does it look like? What's the colors inside? How many cars do you have? What's the garage look like? What's the driveway look like? Is it gated? Does it have, what address does it have on it? What's the name of the street? Make it really as real as possible. You know, looking at the flooring, looking at the paintings, all of these things, right? And then as you begin to visualize, you begin to think about some things. You know, an affirmation you can begin to say to yourself, I am happy living in a very large mansion in my favorite neighborhood where I can create love, joy, and peace of mind for the planet. And you begin to use that mantra and begin to visualize. So let's begin to meditate and visualize as if we were children, free, clear, with a sense of innocence.